There we go. So, yeah.
There really isn't that much new stuff every week you could talk about in Doom. I mean, other than new stuff and the Friday Night Frag Nights, I don't think you could fill 20 minutes.
Keep in mind that this is not classic Doom specific. There's actually a lot I could get into about Doom 3 alone, not even including the classic Doom stuff. You know, I mean, I'd like to go Doom and the Doom 3 mix it together. I'd also be interested in making it almost a little more generic to video games. If I can get the space back on planetdoom.com/doomradio that they gave to Crispy, I think he gave me the account login and stuff for that, but I don't remember. But anyway, I'd like to branch it and make it like about games as much as Doom and Doom 3 specifically, if need be. You know, I mean, I'd like to keep a focus on Doom, but to kind of, you know, cover various gaming aspects. And I think you might want to turn on or turn off activate by voice on your chat there. You keep flashing.
I'm trying to find a good key to bind. And it's fucking up.
Oh, I see. I use control. Caps lock's dumb. Unless you like your keyboard lights going on and off all crazy like a madman.
Insert it is.
No. Yes. No. I think I would need help in recruiting people to like interview. I mean, I'd seriously like to have guests on. That would be cool. Uh-oh. I didn't take care of that. Yeah, crash, because skull tags suck.
What? I'd be a little intimidated to have an interview or something on a live radio broadcast.
Well, that's why I wouldn't interview you.
Thanks.
Well, I mean, I would if you want me to, but you don't sound like you want me to.
No.
I know I could find people that would want to do an interview. That would be sweet. Anyway, I'm back now. Code Imp, yeah, well, he's a potential, sure. But, you know, I mean, if you listen to a decent radio show, you know, it's not like they're going to come on. I don't want them to come on. It's like, come on for a couple minutes, go away, blah, blah. You know, I want it to be, like, a little more relaxed, you know. I don't want it to be intimidating. I want it to be kind of fun, you know. I'm not looking to try and do some sort of bizarre I Miss in the Morning type whack, you know, show, like all dead serious, but I don't want it to be like wacky drive time radio. Well, studio guests are kind of short since not too many people live in Chicago. I can't exactly fly people out here, or I won't at least. I bet I could get Scuba. I can get Ralphus. I mean, come on, there's a bunch of people, and that's just classic Doom. If I go into Doom 3 where people are like, it's like a notch more serious, I'm sure I could be like, you know, yeah, I host Doom Radio, you know. I could probably get the person that, you know, does Hexen, Edge of Chaos, or, you know, as long as I can get on TeamSpeak, I guess. If they can't do that, then oh well, but, you know, if I could do something like that would work. Yes?
Yeah, I didn't think about Ralphus and all of those people and the whole Doom 3 community outside Doom World.
Oh yeah, man. I'm thinking bigger than that. Way bigger than Doom World. This isn't Doom
Number
World specific.
left.
Fuck that shit. There's a lot more going on out there in the Doom community than just fucking Doom World. No, and no. The only way I'll have him on is if I can rip him to shreds, because that's what I'll do. Get him on and be like, yeah, so we have Shadowrunner on the line here, and see if he says, no, my name's Blood Skull. I'm like, yep, sure is Shadowrunner. And so we have him on here, and he's talking about his latest map. What's up with your latest map there, Shadowrunner? Oh, my latest. Oh, that's wonderful. So, Do you feel you come a long way, or do you feel that you still suck ass? Well, I think I'm pretty good now. Shut up! Anyway, that was Shadowrunner, and, I would just have to rip him to shreds. He would fight back, too. It'd be funny. Fake interviews? Well, yeah, I could do some cheesy shit like that, like, fake stuff, I guess. I don't know. That starts to get into cheesy morning radio, though I like that radio when it's that type of radio program when it's done right, you know. I don't want it to be a boring talk show. That's for sure. So yeah, if I have a creative team that can help me come up with fake interview stuff, I would gladly participate. And I want you guys and whoever else helps me to think that your creative input is most welcome and most appreciated. Like, I'd like to have a creative team working on this because I like it to be more than just what I can do by myself. Like, I think that if I was to just choose by myself what would happen, it'd be pretty crappy. So I wish Bleak would get on here because he was really expressing a lot of interest in helping out. But his schedule of being able to be online is very minimum right now. Womp womp. So, all right, so we got fake interviews. That's kind of a cool thing. What other cool things we got going on here? Benji, expand your mind. Show us the Ben Marshall Experience.
Which is down.
Yeah, shut up. I'm trying, man. I'm going to look at it again this weekend, I promise.
Yeah, thanks.
You don't believe me.
Yes, I do. I don't even care, really.
Yes, you do. It's tearing you up inside. It's ripping your heart out. You're waiting for the opportunity to come to Chicago and strangle my throat and never speak to me again. Oh, no! He doesn't know what hobo sounds like at all. They're about the same age, though. So I guess that makes sense. You sound like a hobo. Oh, no. No. But anyway, enough about retarded crap. So with a better understanding, I mean, you know, I said, Benji, you don't have to help, you know, if you don't like, you know, if you don't want to, you don't have to. Like, I only asked you because I thought, you know, you're really creative and it would have some really cool ideas. Or you'd be able to help in some other facility. I mean, I don't know where you think your strengths are. If it's coming up with creative ideas or if it's, like, helping me book guests or, you know, whatever else you feel. I mean, what do you, if you, you know, I asked you if you wanted to come on. You came on voluntarily. What would you like to do to help this out? Like, what would you like to be a part of?
I definitely wouldn't be good for, like, reviewing new web or just getting anything new about the community. I'm pretty slow up on that, but I could, like, look around for people to interview on the show or anything else like that, finding people to come on.
So you could be my guest booker. I like that. I think that would be a good job for you. You can schmooze a little bit. You need to be able to schmooze. That's the key.
I can schmooze.
Can you schmooze? Do you got what it takes to schmooze?
I can try my darndest.
Well, gee whiz, Benjamin. That's about all we can ask. Sweet. Well, all right. Then that's your role, then. If you have any ideas, though, you're more than welcome to share them. We got that going on. And, well, I guess that's about all for the moment. I really want Deathsore and Ben and Bleak to be here. This sucks. I need to schedule a time when I can speak with them. Hi, Deathsore's mom. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. Yay. You don't have to be here for very long. I just wanted to get you in here so we could hear if you have any ideas about this Doom Radio goodness. We've already discussed a couple things, you know,
Remember
trying to toss some ideas around. I was wondering, you know, I've asked you to help me voluntarily, you know, obviously it's your choice. So, you know, other than, you know, contributing ideas and creativity, which I highly encourage everyone to do, if you'd like to help, where do you feel your strength lies? Like,
Player
what would you like
it.
To do? I do know that we're definitely looking for someone who can give a quick overview of what we can expect to see in new stuff on the weekend, or you know, stuff like that, little segments or whatever. That'd be cool. Or, you know, where do you think that your strengths are? That's okay. You don't have to do a thing on the air. You can do something off the air. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that goes into making a show. Well, you guys are all just pussies. All right, well, that's all fine and good, but I don't want to keep these guys on TeamSpeak much longer since apparently I talk too much. So, I mean, I just want to know, like, what you want to help with. Like, what do you want to do or contribute to Doom Radio? Are you patronizing me, or are you serious?
I love you, Mick. Did I say your name right?
Oh. Yes, you did. Soul. Does it sound funky good or funky bad? You'd have to come on. You have to come on TeamSpeak and give us a report. But you probably can't do that. Otherwise, you have to write it and give it to someone else, because I'd like to talk to the person that does that. So either, you know, you'd have to come online yourself, or you'd have to find a ghost speaker that you can pass off your writing to. I don't think your voice is as bad as you think it is. As long as you speak clearly in the microphone, you're fine. But okay, so that's something. And did you have any ideas, just real quick, like, for the show? Like, you know, I don't want to repeat myself totally, but for your benefit, what I mentioned was how I'd like to avoid what Crispy did. And the problem with his program is, while it was cool, he would tend to ramble on a lot, and there was no real solid format. And I'm not looking for, like, a very, very strict format here where I have to do X, Y, and Z every time. But, you know, some sort of structure that I can at least base the show on, so that I can move from one segment to another, or segue from one segment to the next, and keep it flowing. So you had any, like, little ideas, you know, these kind of things, like,
Player
you know,
left.
What's coming up next with Friday Night Frag Night, what's coming up with new stuff. We've mentioned having, you know, at least one guest each week. Ben Jay has taken it upon himself to be the guest booker. So we got that going. I'd love to have, I don't know, someone come in maybe that is, it's more than just an interview. They're kind of here for the whole show, almost kind of like a co-host for the night, you know, stuff like that. I want to avoid anything too cheesy, but I want it to be fun, you know, and I'm looking to fill 15, 20 minutes, and we've mentioned, you know, also having at least one or two music segments. And that'll help fill up the time as well. So that's what we got.
Player left.
Ooh, how about a worst of new Doom? No, I'm just kidding. There you go. That's something. Well, so Deathzor, yes, no, maybe so. Are we going to hear from you at all, or are you engrossed in your DMN business? Just a couple quick thoughts. No. Oh. 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 Okay, well, all right, hold on one second. So now that you've seen that, just that very quick list, did you have any, like, thoughts? Any other, like, creative ideas? Like, did you ever listen to his old show and wonder, you know, it'd be really cool if he did this, or, man, I wish he'd do that? Ooh, yeah, like a tournament segment. Yeah, okay, well, I could give tournament results. Tournament results and standings. That's a real good one. I like that. That'll really help get the deathmatch audience listening. Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that too. That might be something, but it'd have to really, I mean, that would be part of the interviews thing, you know. Like, that's what I'd like to do, it one interview once a week, or maybe once every couple weeks with someone, just have someone on, you know. And then maybe sometimes I have someone on that's almost kind of like a co-host, and if they're willing to do it, that might come later down the road. But they would be, it would be, you know, maybe they're promoting something, but they'll be a
Member
co-host for pretty much
joined.
the entire show. And then we might have someone else come on that we might just do a very brief interview with, and they'd co-host it, you know, something like that. But yeah, I really like that tournament's idea. Good show. All right, well, I think this has been pretty productive here. I think this has given me some more ideas, and I think it's good to find out. I think the only person that doesn't really have anything going on, technically, it'd be old Billiam, but I don't know. That's up to him, I guess. And I'll talk to Bleak since, as I was saying, he really expressed an interest in helping out, and I'd like to relay this stuff to him and see what he says. So, I guess that's it. You don't have to stick around anymore. Okay. Well, if Benji is going to be the guest booker, Deathsor is going to do new stuff, and maybe Deathsor, you might want to help out with the tournament stuff. If you wanna help out with that, I think that'd be cool. Sweet. You don't have to do the tournament stuff on the air at all. Like, I don't care. I'll say the results. I'll put it together and do all that stuff. If you can, or I shouldn't say put it together, but I'll talk it if you put it together. But I'd really like to get someone else that I could talk to about new stuff. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. We still got some time. But so then, BS, what do you want to do? Like, what do you want to your function to be?
I may not be available every week to do bookings or something. I'm kind of busy with school lately.
Well, if you like, we may push the show the first broadcast a week ahead, depending, since this kind of has gotten off to a bit of a late start. But if you have any way over the next few weeks to kind of email a few people so we can get like a few people lined up in advance, so that way if you're busy, we have a buffer zone. That way, we'll always have somebody. And I mean, I'll definitely do, like, I'll help out on that aspect. I can understand, like, I have no problem booking people, but that way we can get like a booking list in advance of like 8 people, so that we have two months worth of bookings already set up. And then if we just keep adding new ones, then we'll have a buffer for a good period of time.
That'd be pretty good.
Right. Hey, that's a good idea. Kind of mix it in. Last time on Doom Radio. I'll play some of his show, and then I'll just be like, it'll just like kick into the new show. I don't really want to have metal music in the back. Like, I really don't want metal. I know that Crispy would tend to play quite a bit of metal. I know, I'm just saying in relation to music. I don't know what spooky background music is. I just think of like, oh yeah, I mean, I'll have like little background music things that I don't know if electronic will work either. Yeah, it no, well, When you do electronic, it kind of changes the mood. I'd rather not do trance. No. Yeah, it'll probably be something like that. And I'm afraid if I use more popular songs that I'll get bitched at by all the Liams out there. But if I do doom, it'll sound really corny. Like I was thinking doom. If there's a couple good remixes that aren't too fast and sound decent. I've heard a couple of them, but I haven't heard every single one. Something tells me with the name what WTF, I don't know if I'm going to play that one. Hey, maybe. I'll have to go through them all. I will definitely go through them all and pick out some good ones for some ambient. And I'll probably pick out some music of other genres. We'll see. I'd like to mix it up a little bit, you know. It doesn't have to be one genre all the time. As long as it's not, like, it doesn't clash. Alrighty then. Well, I'm going to close TeamSpeak now. Then I think I'm the only one that talked. So, whatever.
Player left.